Testing. We're good. Where were we? To serve. Joshua 24, verse 14. Now therefore, fear the Lord and serve him in sincerity and truth. Fear the Lord, reverence the Lord, and serve him in sincerity and in truth. And put away the little gods, which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. So he says, first, we serve him when we fear the Lord. We serve him with sincerity. In other words, we're serious about what we're doing. Amen? We're just not half-heartedly doing this. And in life, whatever you half-heartedly do, you reap what you get that harvest from that. You know, whatever you sow into anything, you reap. If you half-heartedly sow, you will have a half harvest. But if you sincerely sow with your heart and you have given your very best, you'll get the best back. You know, one of the things I've found about the Lord I serve when I'm witnessing the remarkable and the extraordinary about him and reverencing him is he's a God of seed time and harvest. You know? And so as we're sowing, he says not only to serve him in sincerity and the truth, but to keep his word, to honor his word. When we honor the word of God, we honor God. When we dishonor the word, we dishonor God. Amen? Look with me in Ecclesiastes chapter 12. This is Solomon speaking, very wise. Almost as wise as Roberta. I recognize you as a wise woman. Amen? And Ecclesiastes 12, 13, the Word of God says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. So when we reverence God and we're serving God, we keep his word. We keep his word, for God shall bring every work into judgment. With every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Amen? In other words, so we're serving him in sincerity and truth. We're reverencing him. We're keeping his word. Amen? What'd you say? And that's when we really reverence him. Look with me in 1 Peter chapter 1. To reverence him, at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse number 16. He says, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear or in reverence. For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by the tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Lunchtime. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for babies. So he says unto man, behold, witness the remarkable, the extraordinary, the fear of the Lord. He says, behold, that is wisdom. In other words, when we fear the Lord and reverence him, we serve him, we keep his word, we have reverence for him, then that means that is wisdom. You know, the James 1:5 says, if any of us lack wisdom, let us ask of God. Because he gives liberally, and he abradeth not, or he does not hold it back. So to get wisdom, wisdom is acquired. To acquire wisdom, look with me in Proverbs chapter 4. I'm thankful that I'm getting wiser. Proverbs 4, verse number 5. He says, get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. So as we're looking at this, wisdom is to be apprehended. In other words, when I apprehend something, I not only acquire it, but when I apprehend something, I bring it under submission. I bring it under arrest. If I was apprehended by a police officer, I was taken in. And God says, is this word of God? He's fine. I got my eye on him. I've got my eye on him, Jimmy. This word is to be apprehended. Just it needs to be grasped and taken in. Look with me in Hosea chapter 14. Hosea 14. Verse number 9. He says, who is wise, and he shall understand these things? Prudent, and he shall know them. For the ways of the Lord are right, and the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall therein. Amen. We have to apprehend his word. We have to take his word in. He's acting like his daddy. Are you with me? Say, yes, I'm with you, or something. So we looked at the word to get wisdom. It's acquired. It has to be apprehended. It needs to be taken in. And 2 Timothy chapter 3, it needs to be advanced, okay? We don't stay at the starting stage. We study to show ourselves approved workmen that need not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. But in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, the apostle Paul's writing to his student Timothy, and he tells him in verse 15, he says, and that from a child thou wast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Then again, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. So as we're looking at this, amen, he said the fear of the Lord, reverence for him, reverence for his word, he says that is wisdom. Then he says, behold, to depart from evil. See, there's a line that's in the sand. I wonder when they were going to stone the woman that was caught in the act of adultery, when Jesus began to write in the sand. You know, there was a line that was driven in the sand, written in the sand between right and wrong. And nobody knows what Jesus wrote in the sand because the Bible doesn't tell us. But when he looked up, all of her accusers were gone. And Jesus said, "Woman, where are thou our accusers?" And she said, "There's none, Lord." He said, "Neither do I accuse thee. Go and sin no more." In other words, he is saying to us, to reverence the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil. In other words, he calls us to depart from the old man. We're a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. So he gives us instructions. This calls for us to decide. You know, in other words, it calls for a decision. Look with me in Proverbs chapter 4. Verse number 20. Solomon says this. He says, "My son, attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. Keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Put away from thee a froward mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thy eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder thy path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand or to the left. Remove thy foot from evil." He says to fear the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil. In other words, I can't keep doing the same thing. And somewhere along the line, I've got to, like in that sin, I got to say, okay, I'm serving the Lord. He says, any man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is not fit for the kingdom of God. In other words, what God is saying to us is there's nothing behind us. Everything's in front of us. Amen. Amen. And you say, "Well, Pastor, I have this situation or this circumstance. I just have a problem with this." And God says, "I can handle all of your problems. I can handle all your circumstances. I can handle all your situations if you would just let me." If you would just let me handle them for you. You know, and that's when we can do all things through Christ Jesus that gives us strength. When we're trying to do it on our own strength, we're not strong enough. And there's no one in the room that's strong enough. I don't care how long you've been studying the Word. I don't care how long you've been serving the Lord. If you're trusting in yourself, you've got weakness. That's why he says to you and I, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him, and he'll direct our paths. And he'll keep us. He'll sustain us. He'll watch over us. Amen? So when we're, I think we're on to depart from evil. And we just did first one. Decide. Amen. We decide to what? We decide to abstain. To abstain. Look with me in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I can hear the wind of the Spirit. We're talking about departing from evil. Verse 21 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 says, "Prove all things, hold fast to that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil." Not just from evil, but even the appearance of evil. "And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. In other words, he's telling us we're to abstain from the very appearance of evil. Amen. Praise God. What does this call for? It calls for us to choose. 1 Peter chapter 1. Are you with me? First Peter chapter 3, verse 11. The Bible says, let him eschew or abstain from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Amen. So when the Lord is saying to us, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil, he calls us to depart from it, he says it is understanding. Amen? So behold, also is to understand, to have understanding. Knowledge. To have knowledge, turn with me to Proverbs chapter 2. What we're doing, what are we doing? We're witnessing something remarkable, something extraordinary. How many want to be wise in the room? Come on. How many want to be wise? Let me see your hand. Come on. God's looking. Amen. When we fear the Lord, we reverence him and his word, that's wisdom. And to depart from evil is, okay, Lord, I understand. Why are we gathered here tonight? Come on. Why are we gathered here tonight? We're to get understanding in God's word. Amen. So that we can put it to practice in our lives. Amen? This isn't just something that sits on the shelf. It's something that's inside our heart and our lives. Amen? The word becomes. He says in Proverbs chapter 2, verse number 2, he says, so that thou incline thy ear unto wisdom and apply thine heart to understanding. Yea, if thou criest after knowledge and liftest up thy voice for understanding, if thou seekest her as silver or searchest for her, as for hid treasures, then shalt thou understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Amen? So he wants us to understand, okay? He wants us to have revelation. He wants us to have understanding and revelation of the word. It's just not something that we just read. It's something that's inside of us that becomes. Just as God spoke the word, the Bible says, and he spoke the word and it became. It became. When he spoke the earth into existence, the word was spoken and it became. And God, he wants to speak to each and every one of our hearts and lives through his word, and he wants us to understand. You know, where there's strife and confusion, there's every evil work. God doesn't want anyone to be confused. Amen? God wants you and I to have understanding, okay? When we understand his word, when we understand it, it gives us strength. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 8. Verse number 13. The word of God says this. It says, the fear of the Lord is to hate evil. Pride and arrogancy in the evil way. And the froward mouth do I hate. Counsel is mine and sound wisdom. I am understanding. I have strength. I have understanding. I have strength. In my weakness, he is my strength. His strength is made perfect in my weakness. Amen? And when I have understanding, when I have understanding of the need of his word and my need and reverence for him and honor that I have for him, all of a sudden the word becomes in our lives. All of a sudden we start doing things that we thought we never could do. You know, in other words, we give him the very best. You know, that's why he tells us, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Because we give him precedence. We give him the best part. We give him our very best. Tonight, you came in to give him your very best. You honored him with your time, and he's going to bless you. Amen? He's fine. There ain't nothing he can hurt. Amen? Amen. If I was a kid, I got that noisemaker, I'd be having that thing. Third, how about a consideration? Look with me in 2 Timothy chapter 2, is to consider. He's fine. The Apostle Paul, he's writing to his student. Does anybody know any students of the gospel? Does anybody know any students? Do you know any? Is there any students in the room? Isn't that why we're here tonight? We're here to study, to show ourselves approved, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The Apostle Paul said to his student Timothy in 2 Timothy 2:7, he said, consider what I say, and the Lord give thee understanding in all things. God doesn't want us confused anywhere. Amen? That's why God does things decently and he does them in order. So he said unto man, he said, behold, the fear of the Lord is wisdom. That is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. In other words, what he's saying there, what Job is saying, is when you apply the word, it has an effect. In other words, there has to be application. It's sort of like the paint on the wall with the brush and the paint. Unless you apply it to the wall never gets transformed. It never gets changed. Amen? So in other words, what God is saying to us is, hey, behold, reverence me in my word. Depart from evil, and you're showing me that you understand what I'm saying. Because God isn't the artist of confusion. God does things decently, and he does them in an orderly way. So in 1 John chapter 5, verse number 19. The word of God says this. It says, and we know that we are of God, and the whole world lieth in wickedness. And we know that the Son of God is come and have given us an understanding that we may know him, that is true, and that we are in him, that is true, even the Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Then he says, little children, keep yourselves from idols. Amen. Keep yourself from the little gods, those little foxes that spoil the vine. Amen. So when God says, behold, witness something remarkable, extraordinary, that we're to fear him, we're to reverence him, that's wisdom. And when we depart and we put the word to practice in our lives, that's saying, Lord, I understand what you're saying. Amen? Can we all just stand? Hallelujah. What you heard is the word. Can we smile and lift our hands to heaven? Father, we thank you for your word, and we're thankful, Father God, that you sent your word here tonight to accomplish something in every heart and every life of each and every one of us. No matter where we're at with you, whether we're beginners or we're midway or we're strong, no matter what state we are in, that you have something that said that you said to every last one of us tonight. You called for us, Lord, to reverence you and honor you. That's wisdom. And you told us when we depart from evil, that's understanding. So, Father, as your children tonight, Father, we say, Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for sending your word to accomplish something in our hearts and our lives. May we take those things that were spoken, the things we read, the things that we saw, Father God, and may we allow them to be applied to our hearts and lives. And we thank you, Father God, that our lives will never be the same. That we're being transformed into your image. So, Father, I thank you, Father God, for each and every man and woman and child that's in this room. And I speak blessings upon them. I pray the favor of God to rest upon them, Father God. And I pray for revelation. I pray for understanding, Father God, so that they may run this race and finish the course and keep their faith and will never cease to give you glory in Jesus' name.